you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Welcome to another Sports Lovers Weekend. Well, stop and think about it. The Rockets are knee-deep in the playoffs, on to the Warriors. And the Astros have been playing pretty doggone good lately, too. Plus, it's NFL Draft Weekend. So, you know, there's a little something for everybody, no matter which sport you like the most. And if you've listened to this show or any of the shows I've hosted on, what, five different radio stations in this town over the last 35 years, then you already know I'm a huge football fan. So I'm absolutely fascinated by the Texans' picks. But as you know, I went to TCU, and our head coach, Gary Patterson, is famous for saying, they're all just paper tigers until they do something on the field. So I'm going to reserve judgment until we see how some of these guys work out. But I'd be less than honest if I didn't admit I'm pretty jazzed about some of them. Aha! Jazzed. No pun intended. Yes, it was. You know I thought about that in advance. The Rockets have had a great year, but boy, James Harden, he is just a marvel to watch, isn't he? You know, Houston fans should just enjoy this guy while we can, because he won't be around forever. No athlete is. And the Rockets are really fortunate to have him. And then there's the Astros. Remember that 2-5 road trip to start the season? What a disaster. But they've bounced back very nicely, don't you think? That 10-game winning streak helped a lot. And the bats do seem to be coming back to life. So I think the Astros are going to be just fine. Yeah, you know, no matter which pro sports franchise you talk about right now, Houston's got it pretty good. Football, basketball, baseball, they're all in the playoffs. They're all serious contenders. How many cities can say that, huh? Not many. You know, we should look that up. Somebody look that up. I don't have time to do it while I'm on the air, but it would be interesting to know how many other cities can claim that all three of their pro sports franchises were in the playoffs last year. Certainly not Dallas. Well, of course, there's Boston, the Patriots, the Celtics, the Red Sox. But after that, the list gets pretty short pretty fast. I'm going to have to do some research on that and get back to you. We'll figure that out. But you know, there's another sport that's highly popular in this part of the country that nobody ever talks about on sports talk radio. Rodeo. Yeah, there's another one of those no pun intended, yeah, it was moments. But seriously, rodeos attract big crowds in Texas. And I'm not just talking about rodeos that are staged in NRG Stadium with George Strait or Faith Hill at the end. As a matter of fact, I had a chance encounter with one of the guys who plays a major role in some of those smaller rodeos this past week, and I have to admit, it was a very gratifying experience for me. Let me tell you the story. Of course, I now own and operate a small business in Fort Bend County called Edgewater Studios. You've heard me talk about it before. And one of the many things we do at Edgewater Studios is audio production, like the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. We produce the show at Edgewater Studios. So this past week, we hosted a voiceover session for a video company out of Austin. They wanted to record a rodeo arena PA announcer who lives in Manville, which is just south of our Missouri City location of Edgewater Studios, and I wound up being the studio engineer for the session. It was a simple project. The video company had footage of a small rodeo. It was in Egypt, Texas, as a matter of fact. And this arena announcer from Manville was the guy you could hear in the background on the PA during the video, and they just wanted to record him with higher quality sound than, you know, one of those camera-mounted microphones had picked up on the original recording. So he would watch the action on the video and then provide a little commentary, which we recorded in our professional-grade sound studio here at Edgewater Studios, and then the video company would overdub it into the video. Really simple stuff. But after we'd finished the project, this rodeo announcer asked me what kind of work we did in the studio. And when I told him I taught voiceover students as part of my job, he expressed interest in taking some lessons from me. And then he said, I bet you never had a rodeo announcer in your studio before, have you? I just kind of looked sideways at him and said, have you ever heard of Bob Tallman? I mean, his eyes got bigger than a pair of Frisbees, and he said, Bob Tallman, he's a superstar on the rodeo circuit. You know Bob Tallman? I said, yep, I've known Bob Tallman for years. He said, how in the world do you know Bob Tallman? I said, have you ever heard of Hudson and Harrigan? His jaw dropped, and he said, I knew I recognized your voice. And he immediately, this is the best part of the story, he immediately grabbed his cell phone, and he pulled up our old Hudson and Harrigan jingle. You remember Hudson and Harrigan? And he started playing it on his phone. He had it right there on his phone. He didn't Google it. It was right there on his phone. He said, I loved you guys. I was extremely humbled that he remembered us. But, of course, the woman from the video company in Austin, she had no earthly idea who I was at all. But, you know, in the end, I think he was more impressed that I knew Bob Tallman than anything else. Because in the rodeo world, Tallman is a giant. Oh, jeez. There's another one of those excuse the pun moments. Sorry. But really, Bob Tallman is legendary in the rodeo industry. As a matter of fact, I remember one year we did a live broadcast from the permanent radio booth that the station had built at NRG Stadium for Texans home games. We were the flagship station for the Texans radio network. And our half-wit boss thought it would be great for us to be able to say, we're broadcasting live from NRG Stadium on the first day of the rodeo. Of course, it was 5 o'clock in the morning of the first day of the rodeo, and there was absolutely nobody there. But our idiot boss hadn't thought of that little inconvenient fact, so we sounded stupid, stupid, stupid that morning. But good old Bob Tallman, he crawled in his pickup truck, drove over from his hotel just to appear on the air with us, and that helped alleviate some of the stupid factor. Well, Tallman was always good for a funny rodeo story or a cool George Strait anecdote, so he kind of bailed us out that morning. And I also seem to recall Tallman coming to the brick-and-mortar studio, the original one down in the Montrose. It was before the rodeo one year. And I'd just kind of casually ask him if he wanted some tickets to our barbecue cook-off tent that night. And he looked at me and he said, are you kidding me? I have to fight that mass of humanity 7 nights a week for the next 3 weeks. Why in the world would I want to do that one extra night? Tallman was a great guy, and I really miss talking to him. I think about him every year during the rodeo, as a matter of fact. But wonder of all wonders, at least the mention of the barbecue cook-off raises the subject of food. And this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, after all, so there's that. And I hear you. What's the topic today, Randy? Well, I looked it up, and it's Prime Rib Day in America. So I thought we'd hang our hat on that today. Our cowboy hat, I guess. But I didn't have to look far to find the perfect guest for Prime Rib Day. He sponsors the show. It's Jared Poffenberger of Belleville Meat Market. He knows more about prime rib than Einstein knows about prime numbers. And yes, I looked that one up in advance, too, so don't even ask, okay? And while I was looking that up, I looked up prime rib, too, and I found out a lot of things I didn't know, which isn't all that hard to do if you ask my wife. But one thing that kind of jumped off the page at me was that prime rib is also known as standing rib roast. And I certainly didn't know that. Maybe a lot of you did, but I didn't. And I've often wondered if prime rib has anything to do with ribeye steak, which is my favorite cut of steak, by the way. So we'll ask Jared about some of those things when we get him on the air here in the next segment. In fact, about the only thing I knew about prime rib was that it always seems to be served at one of those high-end buffets. You know, the ones that feature different stations with different menu items? They're usually at galas and suites in places like NRG Stadium or Toyota Center or Minute Maid Park. You know, the upscale places that folks like us never get to go. Oh, I've been to some of those places. And if you're honest about it, you have to admit some of you have been there too. But those highfalutin buffets and steakhouses seem to be about the only places you ever see prime rib, right? So why not roast our own prime rib at home? After all, this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So, direct from Belleville, up next is Jared Poffenberger. And I promise we'll get right to the meat of the matter. Oh, jeez. Would you stop, Randy? Just stop.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are all
always pleased to host our good friend Jared Poffenberger, who co-owns Belleville Meat Market. How you doing, Jared?
Doing good, Randy. How you doing today?
Doing really good. I understand you just got back from Aggie Muster. Is that right?
Sure did. Sure did. Our Austin County A&M Club celebrated a day later than we typically do, but since April 21st fell on Easter this year, which is when we typically celebrate Muster, we pushed it back one day to fall on April 22nd.
Well, now, half my family went to A&M. I'm the black sheep of the family. I went to TCU. But I've heard about Aggie Muster all my life. But, you know, there are a lot of people in the state of Texas don't know what Aggie Muster is. They've heard of it, but they don't know what it is. Explain.
Sure. So Aggie Muster, Randy, is a time when Aggies get together. We get together once a year on April 21st. But what Aggie Muster is it's an opportunity for Aggies to get together and basically remember and celebrate the friends' lives who may have passed away that previous year.
So what is the significance of April 21st?
So April 21st was actually the day of the very first Aggie Muster, which was in 1903.
I see.
So, being true Aggies, we are deep rooted in tradition. We carry on that April 21st today, and I don't see that changing anywhere in the near future. So, I'm certain my kids, class of 30, will be celebrating Muster on April 21st as well.
Well, did you have a good Easter in the Poffenberger family?
Oh, we did. We did, Randy. We closed the shop up for the day and went to church Sunday morning and then headed into Cyprus and had Easter at my wife's family's place.
Well, I realize you've slept since then, but what did you guys eat for Easter dinner anyway?
Easter dinner for me, honestly, you know, we eat so much meat around our house, Randy. I look forward to Easter and Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving. I look forward to the sides. The casseroles and the macaroni and cheese. That's in the rolls. That's what really gets me going around Easter time and these holidays. But no, it's usually ham,
yeah,
or a baked chicken or something like that. But the sides, that's what I fill my plate with.
Well, the usual suspects seem to be lamb, ham, and roast beef. So does Belleville Meat Market offer lamb?
You know, we don't. We've offered from time to time, but you know, kind of being out here in our rural community, we just don't quite have the demand out here that you would think. You know, being this close to Houston, typically, you know, people who are looking for lamb can find it pretty readily at some of the larger stores in Houston.
Well, I know that your kids are also in some ag programs, or is it just one? Which one?
So both Caroline and Stuart are involved in 4-H here in Belleville, and Stuart, my son, he's actually going to be a freshman in high school next year. He starts 4-H, and they both show goats on both the county level and at major livestock shows.
So do you have any good stories from your travels to Fort Worth and San Antonio and Houston?
We've got a lot of some good, some bad. You know, there's always good lessons learned, I suppose, on the tail end of good and bad stories. How about that?
Do you think any of your kids want to go into agriculture?
You know, I'm not sure. We really didn't start this project as something that we were, as trying to shape our kids' future as far as an agriculture future. But, you know, what they're learning, the responsibility and the husbandry and the skills that they're learning, that they just have just become second nature to them at such a young age, couldn't make my wife and I more proud, Randy.
Well, what about following in your footsteps at Belleville Meat Market? Think any of them are interested in that?
The kids always want to do what mom and dad are doing up to a certain age. So they're both interested. They love working at the meat market during the holidays. There's always something going on, whether they're packing gift boxes or labeling product or straightening up the shelves. So at this point, I would say yes, but golly, I mean, don't we just want our kids to have a better life than we did and not have to work so hard but be more successful at the same time? So who knows what the future holds for them? They're both very bright kids, and I think they're going to have a lot of options.
Well, it's always good to catch up with you and your family. Sometimes I
almost feel like I'm a member of your family. I know you guys so well. Yeah, Randy, he's our second cousin on the mother-brother side. Nobody likes to talk about him. He went to TCU. But we also want to catch up on what's happening over at Belleville Meat Market. You and your brother Marcus have built just a remarkable business there with lots of different service offerings. But the bedrock of the business is the meat market itself. What shall we expect when we walk in that place where meat is your middle name?
Oh, you know, there's some really neat things going on right now, Randy. So we're coming off of Easter, of course, and you know, that was just off the tail end of our holiday season, and so we're looking around, looking for neat things to do around here, and we're remodeling the retail floor just a little bit. So when you come in now, give me about a week and we'll have this project wrapped up, but we're remodeling the retail floor, giving the place a little bit of a facelift, freshening things up a bit. We try to do that every few years for the customers, so we don't just remain static. We look, you know, we have a little bit new appeal for our customers when they come in, and so we're doing that now. So the place is looking really cool, and you can, if you're on Facebook or social media, you can go on and follow the Belleville Meat Market Facebook page, and you can kind of see our progress and follow us. And so that's one of the things that's going on.
Well, Belleville Meat Market is a lot more than just meat. There's baked goods and jams and jellies and tamales. Talk about some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned tamales, Randy. That's actually a big deal these days for us now. In fact, coming up here in May, starting actually this Friday, we're offering our promotion on tamales online. So if you, on all of our tamale products that you buy online, they're all offered at 25% off. So if you're looking for a good deal on some outstanding tamales, go to our website and click on those tamales, and you'll get 25% off.
Wow.
Of anything you buy that's tamale relevant.
Well, yeah. Well, you can buy just about anything online, can't you, Jared?
You sure can. Yeah, we offer pretty much everything that we sell here in the store as far as our house products are concerned. All of our sausages, our summer sausages, dry sausage, jerky, tamales, of course, that we sell here in the store, we also offer online.
And all of that's delivered right to my front door, right?
Sure is. 7 days a week.
And Amazon be bombing my front door with meat from Belleville Meat Market. I love it. But if you are in the neighborhood, you should be sure to stop by and try their pecan smoked barbecue, which is also available right there on the showroom floor of the market. What do you offer, Jared?
In the barbecue, Randy, we offer, of course, barbecue by the pound. So we have our sliced brisket or chopped brisket, our smoked sausage, where we offer several different types of smoked sausage on our barbecue area, our cheddar and jalapeno, our original garlic, our sweet chipotle, our dirty rice. We also have our barbecue chicken. We have sliced brisket sandwiches. We have our loaded barbecue baked potatoes, which are a huge hit, and a bunch of side offerings for our customers as well.
So drop by for lunch. Why not? And, of course, the really exciting addition to Belleville Meat Market happened a couple of years ago with that wild game processing plant. Deer hunting season is over, but there's lots of other varieties of wild game out there, like those wild hogs everybody's trying to get rid of. Do you butcher those?
We sure do. We sure do. We are seeing a huge uptick in wild hog customers bringing animals in. It seems like it's just more and more every summer, and this one is no exception, Randy. They are coming in weekly, daily, and in large volume.
And they make not only good sausage, but those ribs taste pretty good too, don't they?
Yeah, if we can leave those bacons on the ribs, so you have a little bit more product on them. You know, usually with the wild hog, you know, they're not quite as fluffed up with meat as you know, your regular, you know, your packer type hogs, but we can leave a little bit of product on those ribs from your wild hogs, and they make pretty decent bacon and ribs, so yes.
Hadn't thought about bacon. There's another thought right there. See, this is Jared Poffenberger. He's our meat man. He's our guest, and it's always fun talking about the business Belleville Meat Market, but we haven't even broached the subject for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, which is Prime Rib Day. Can you stick around long enough to talk about that, Jared?
I'm here for you guys, Randy. Whatever you need.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Well, we're back now with one of our favorite people in the world, Jared Poffenberger, who owns and operates Belleville Meat Market, alongside his brother Marcus. And I know you're busier than a blind dog in a Belleville Meat Market.
Never heard that one before, have you, Jared?
Hey, it sounded good.
So thanks for giving us a little more of your valuable time today. Before we get to the topic of today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I did want to give you an opportunity to give us all the details on how Belleville Meat Market got their summer sausage on the shelves in HEB. So tell us that story.
Oh, it was about, I guess, March last year. We submitted our summer sausage into this contest that HEB was hosting called the Quest for Texas Best. And lo and behold, we ended up at the top 25 finalists. We didn't win the contest, but since we were a finalist, we ended up on the shelves at HEB, and we're now proud to say that we're in nearly 150 HEB stores with our summer sausage, and going into more pretty regularly every week, and things are looking pretty good.
Well, I know you guys hand make, like, what is it, 27 different kinds of pecan smoked sausage?
We do.
Which flavors did you choose to go in HEB and why?
So we wanted to make it easy, of course. I mean, we wanted to win this contest. So we took our two most popular varieties of summer sausage, our original summer sausage, which is one of the varieties of summer sausage that our dad created in 81 when he opened the store. And then we also submitted our jalapeno cheese summer sausage and our sweet chipotle summer sausage.
What are some of the ways that your customers have told you that they've used the summer sausage, Jared?
You know, we have guys, of course, in the summertime that are picking these things up and putting them on their boat when they go fishing or when they're going to the lake, cutting them into cubes, putting a toothpick on them, presenting them on a platter.
Cool.
as an appetizer at a dinner party,
mm-hmm.
Rolling them up with cheese, putting a toothpick through them, grilling them, like you said, flashing them on a skillet.
Oh, my.
I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, the cheese and rolling them up and putting it, that sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
Maybe an olive on the toothpick.
Well, today is prime rib day, and to be honest, I didn't know there was a prime rib day. Did you know that?
No, I did not, but this is definitely a day that we can talk about prime rib.
Okay, so let's begin at the beginning, buying the meat. First and foremost, what is prime rib?
Okay, so a prime rib is not a grade, so let's be clear about that first. Now, when we look for a prime rib roast, a prime rib is it's actually a section of the rib loin on the animal that's between the 6th and the 12th rib section on the rib loin. Okay. Now, once we've established that that is the cut of meat that we're looking for, we can determine the grade of beef that we that we're willing to purchase or select. So from there, we can purchase a prime graded prime rib roast or a choice graded prime rib roast, or select, or standard, or no roll, which would be a non-graded. But it's just important to know that when you go to shop for a prime rib roast, you're not, for the most part, shopping for a graded piece of meat at first. You're shopping for the cut, and then you'll select the grade of the cut.
Well, now, we've also heard them called a standing rib roast. Is that a technically correct term?
Sure, it is. So with the prime rib roast or the standing rib roast, it's simply in how it's presented. With the standing rib roast, we like to leave the ribs on the rib loin.
Ah.
And when you roast this thing, you actually turn the ribs up so that they're facing up. And when they roast, if you had French cut the ribs, then they kind of pull down tight and they're left kind of bare so that basically, the rib loin when you go to carving it is standing up, or if you're presenting it whole on a platter, it's standing up.
Now, does prime rib have anything to do with ribeye steaks?
It does.
How so?
It does. We're actually talking about the exact same cut. So when we talk about this prime rib roast, I'm always talking about a bone-in prime rib roast.
Okay.
We can talk about a boneless as well. It's simple enough. The way we get to a boneless is we simply take the ribs off, and we're at a boneless prime rib roast. But
I see.
If you're cooking a prime rib roast, I suggest go bone in, because that bone is going to have some fat on it, and it's going to put more flavor in the on the meat, and we can deal with that bone after it's cooked. But to answer your question, yes, prime rib roast, bone in, is a bone in ribeye, but we're simply cooking the rib loin intact versus cutting it into individual steaks and then cooking it on the grill.
So now, what should we as amateur chefs be looking for when we shop for prime rib or whatever we're supposed to call it? Are there specific qualities to the meat that we should be looking for? Are there any red flags we should try to avoid?
Well, with the prime rib, depends on the size you're looking for. So if you're looking for a prime rib that's going to have, you know, six bones in it, then you're going to be buying the entire thing. So you're going to have a smaller side to the prime rib, and you're going to have a larger side to the prime rib. Typically, the smaller side of the prime rib loin is going to be a little bit leaner, and the larger side is going to have a little bit more intramuscular fat deposited in it, which we call marbling, and it's going to have a little bit more flavor, and it's probably going to be a little more tender as well. So it really just depends what you're looking for. If you don't need the entire prime rib loin for your dinner, I suggest going with a larger diameter size, the fatter side, because that's where you're going to have the most flavor and the most tenderness, and it's going to be more palatable.
So have you cooked a prime rib at home, Jared?
Absolutely.
Well, give us your personal favorite recipe for prime rib.
Okay. Well, if you've ever heard me talk about cooking beef, you know that I cook it simple. I don't get too caught up in all the glazes and everything like that. So I am really a sea salt and black pepper cooking person here. So I'd like to get sea salt, grind it up, coarse ground black pepper, maybe a little bit of white pepper. That's about as exotic as I get. Mix all up in a bowl, put a good crust on the prime rib, and that's it. That's all I do for seasoning. So while I'm mixing all those seasonings up and putting them on the prime rib, I'm preheating my oven to 500 degrees. Okay, because what I like to do is sear the prime rib at a really high heat for about 15 minutes before we start kind of the baking process.
Right.
So we've got the oven preheating at 500 degrees. We've got the prime rib with this nice white, black pepper, sea salt crust on it. And we have it in our roasting pan, and we put it in the oven for 15 minutes. And make sure you have your vent going, because it's going to get smoky. I mean, we're really going to do some searing to the outside of this thing, but it's going to be okay.
Okay,
we're locking in all that flavor, all that moisture. we're really connecting those seasonings to that ribeye loin. Okay. So after about 15 minutes, pull that thing out, reduce the temperature down to about 325. Put it back in, and you want to cook for about 13 minutes per pound, which should raise a question. Well, how do I know how much this thing weighs? Well, you need to ask your butcher.
Well, how do I know how much this thing weighs?
Ask.
Oh, wait, you already answered that.
Because that's going to be important, unless you have a scale at your house.
No.
But if you're buying at a reputable meat market like ours, or a grocery store that can help you with that, make sure you ask how much this thing weighs, because that's going to help determine how long you cook it.
So we assume that the lower heat then makes the meat tender. Is that right?
Yeah. So the lower heat pretty much starts the baking process for us. And that 325 for 13 minutes per pound really just starts to bake the internal part of this thing and gets it to the doneness that we're looking for.
Well, here's a guy who does not need a fancy chef's hat to roast up the perfect cut of prime rib. He is Jared Poffenberger. He co-owns and operates Belleville Meat Market with his brother Marcus. Tell us how to get to your store, Jared.
Well, let's start on the Houston Katy area. Go out west on I-10. When you get to Sealy, take Highway 36 north, or about 14 miles. If you're headed west out of the Cypress area, we're located just 14 miles south of Hempstead off of 290 in Belleville.
As we mentioned earlier, you can shop online. So what's your website?
Our website is BellevilleMeatMarket.com.
It's always fun, Jared. All the best to your family. Tell them crazy cousin Randy, the TCU guy, said hello.
I'll tell him to look out for you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaw's.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Good times and great friends, and I have no better friend in this world than this guy. His name is Fred Olson. He's my old buddy from our days together as Hudson and Harrigan. How are you, pal?
Man, just so blessed this week. Easter was unique this year. I think I'm deeper into my faith. I really grasped the cross more and resurrection. And, you know, we have a little church in Glidden, Texas, just outside of Columbus. And we have the Easter egg hunt for the kids. And I didn't want to go. I'm going to do stuff on Sunday in the church. But so Bev and I go. She's in charge of a project for these kids, and they all show up. And the thing is, a lot of them aren't from your church. They're from other families who want a safe place to bring their kids, where there's going to be someone in charge and there's going to be some faith involved. And it was so moving to see all these people who could go to any church for an Easter egg hunt, but they come to our little church. And then Sunday, we had like almost standing room only. We had chairs in the aisles for our little church. And I see these freshly scrubbed families, people I've never seen, show up with their three or four kids sitting there and doing, you know, the Lord's Supper. And I look at them and I go, they could go to any church in this town, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever, but they're here. And what a blessing. You know, God, there are no coincidences in the kingdom, I don't think. When he puts you together in the body of Christ, it's for a reason. So, am I going on too long about this?
No, you cannot go on too long about Jesus Christ.
No, you can't. So, it lifted me up in this season so much to look at and see these people. And there are people who only go on Easter. My parents, I talked to my brother, and I said, that our parents seldom went to church, but my brother and I did. We went together. And so I looked out of that and I thought, man, I think I remember one Easter where my brother and I and my parents actually went to church together, and maybe one or two Christmases, but that was it. That was it. And despite that, I go to church every Sunday when I can. So go figure.
Well, you mentioned people who only go to church on Easter or Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
And I remember we one Easter, our former pastor once said from the pulpit, I'd like to offer a special welcome to all those people who only attend church on Christmas and Easter. Those of us who are really bad sinners, we have to come every Sunday.
I love, well, they're called CEOs, Christmas, Easter only.
Yeah.
You heard that. That's, yeah. I like that. I never say anything to someone who's just come to church once a year. I never say anything negative to them, you know, to make them never want to come back. But that's kind of funny. I like that. I have to come every Sunday.
Well, I have to ask you, did you do the rack of lamb for Easter dinner that you were talking about?
We did lamb chops. We actually cut them up, New Zealand lamb, and just, you know, salt and pepper, and put them on the grill, got them right around to medium, and used a little bit of horseradish sauce with them, and wow, it's good.
What else did you serve with that, Fred?
We did that with a sweet potato, and she did she didn't do Leban. Leban is kind of a Middle Eastern salad, but we did cucumbers, tomatoes, and kind of a mayonnaise vinegar thing is really good. Just very simple. We keep our meals simpler as we get older, and I don't try to eat 14 dishes at once.
I'm sorry, Fred. I don't know what Leban is. What is that?
I have to have Bev explain it. I think it's L-E-B-E-N. It's something that it's Mediterranean.
That doesn't help me at all.
Hold on a second. I'm getting instructions. Honey, what's that? It's yogurt?
You notice he has to get clarification from his wife on these things. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't say anything. After all, I do this same thing myself all the time.
Yeah, I'll try to remember that. It's yogurt, cucumber, garlic, lemon? Yes, okay.
You guys eat way too healthy for me. I don't know what this is all about. I feel like I'm eating healthy when I just don't eat potatoes with a meal. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that is healthy, too. That and bread. I haven't turned my back totally on bread, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
And unless it's unleavened, I like the unleavened stuff.
Well, my wife usually makes roast rice and gravy and green beans on the holidays, but this year she made a tomato basil chicken stew that was really outstanding. And she even goes so far as to, she puts everything together except for the chicken, and she makes one bowl that's pure vegetarian for my daughter-in-law, who has adopted a vegetarian diet.
Huh.
And then she pulls that out, and then she puts the chicken in for the rest of us. And you'll love this, Fred. This is a great story. My grandson, Liam, he just turned 8, and he decided that he wanted to become a vegetarian, like Mommy. And then he found out he couldn't eat Popeyes anymore, and he gave that up real quick.
There's always that stumbling block, isn't there?
So what was that Clint Eastwood said about limitations?
Man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a Dirty Harry movie, wasn't it?
And boy, ain't that true. That's biblical. Man's got to know his limitations, right? There's a proverb or a psalm in there somewhere. David came up with something about that, I think. Because there's a man who had some limitations. Oh, man. Well, it's just good to talk to you. You know that?
Yeah, it is.
You can talk about food. What do you want to talk about as far as food today?
Well, actually,
other than the lamb,
the subject matter for today is it's prime rib day. Now, let's start out with this. Did you even know there was such a thing as prime rib day?
Hey, I think there's navy bean day. There's a day for everything. There's sugar plum dumpling day. There's something for everything. And that, hey, but you know what? Prime rib day is as good as any. I'll take it.
But I must admit, I had never heard of prime rib day before. I just looked up, you know, commemorative days for food online.
Yeah.
And up popped prime rib day. And as a matter of fact, Jared Poffenberger didn't even know that there was such a thing as prime rib day. And he owns Belleville Meat Market, for crying out loud.
I love that place.
Yeah, it is a great place. How many times have you been there?
Oh, man, I don't know. Probably at least a half dozen. It's a little hike for me, but we do it on the way through, say, up to Normandie or Bryan College Station. And even if I don't stop, I drive by and the parking lot's jammed and it's rocking. And you know, they got all that good stuff in there. It's just, that's one of the greatest meat markets in the world. It just is.
It is. And it's not just a meat market. You know, if you're a hunter, they've got that wild game processing plant that they built out back.
Yeah.
And it operates year round. Of course, obviously, it's a lot busier during deer season, but I hear there's a lot of people out there killing those wild hogs, trying to keep the population down, keep them out of their gardens in the summertime. But I also hear those wild hogs make pretty good sausage, too.
You know, we had a big get-together. Everybody brings a covered dish kind of thing. And guys are off to the side with this cooker, and they were cooking wild hog.
Uh-huh.
So I walked over there. I couldn't eat them fast enough.
Yeah.
You don't eat the huge ones. You eat the certain size ones. And we have a lot of them out here, so they're everywhere. Everywhere.
So how did they cut them up?
Well, they cooked it like as they did the ribs.
Ah,
you know, they did the wild hog rib, and man, I think you got to know how to cook wild game. We were at a friend's house last night, and he had venison steaks mixed with a bit of burger or whatever to give it, you know, a little more fat because it's so lean. And man, they were good. Oof.
Yeah, see, that's what my wife doesn't like about lamb, or is the gamey taste.
Mm.
And I've come to understand that if you cook the lamb too much, that's when the gamey taste comes out. So it's really important not to overcook it. Then I have the problem of she won't eat anything if it's red.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to serve her lamb. That's it. Instead, we'll go for prime rib. Do you guys ever cook up prime rib out there?
I did one. I found one in the freezer. Had been in there for a long time. I said, honey, we got a 10-pound prime rib.
Wow.
And I trimmed all the fat off it and cooked it, and I made the big mistake. It was wonderful, except for the fact that I got two different ideas on what the exact tempo, because we like medium rare in a prime rib, because you can always heat it up more, right? You get a medium rare and work from there. And it said, like, the temp should be 135, whatever. So the thing to do that is you have to pull it about 120.
And then let it sit.
The internal temp, because it keeps cooking, right?
Yeah, right.
And it cooked a little more than Bev liked it, and a little more than I liked it for the kind of money you spend on a prime rib. But what we did was we have a meat slicer. We sliced it into French dip, you know, that real thin sliced for future use, and froze it. So in the future, if you want to take some of that juice and make a French dip sandwich with it, we can do that.
Uh-huh.
But always, you know, don't undercook it, but really investigate the poundage you're using. And don't do what I did and kind of overcook it, because those things ain't cheap.
Well, let me ask you this. How much do you have left over?
pretty much all of it's gone. We may have one little package. We have we process a lot of our own stuff, and we have a vacuum sealer, one of those food savers.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. Well, I mean, that's what we do with a lot of vegetables that we're raising right now. The garden's coming in. It's growing. It ain't coming in yet, but tomatoes, and we blanch some vegetables, like some squash, and keep those for later use, and just vacuum seal it, man. That stuff's good for a long time.
Well, we don't have any time left over, so I guess Jimmy Buffett's telling us we need to head for the corral. Say hello to everybody out at Rattlesnake Ranch, and I love you, pal.
Love you, too.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
cooking something up with